Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Democratic-led Senate has voted to dismiss articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Speaking on the Senate floor, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the articles against Mayorkas were unconstitutional.
Impeachment Article 1 does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor as required under Article 2. Section 4 of the United States Constitution.
Republican Senator Eric Schmidt shot back at Schumer, accusing him of setting the Constitution ablaze.
To dismiss or table articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas without a trial here today or in committee is an unprecedented move by Senator Schumer.
House Republicans impeached Mayorkas over his handling of the southern border, alleging that he refused to enforce immigration laws and breached the public's trust. Democrats called the impeachment effort a politically motivated stunt. Lawmakers in Arizona are working to repeal a near-total ban on abortion that was upheld by the state Supreme Court last week. Wayne Chutsky from member station KJZZ has more.
Lawmakers can't usually introduce new legislation this late in a legislative session. But Democratic Senator Anna Hernandez introduced a motion to make an exception for a bill to repeal the near-total ban that dates back to 1864. Republicans T.J. Shope, Shauna Bullock, and Ken Bennett joined all Democrats to stifle Republican attempts to block that motion. Shope and Bullock then voted alongside Democrats to allow Hernandez to introduce the bill. But a vote on that measure likely won't happen for at least 2 weeks. As for the Arizona House, Republican lawmakers there blocked efforts to repeal the state's near-total abortion ban for the second consecutive week. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Chutsky in Phoenix.
The UN agency that aids Palestinians says some of its staff members detained by Israeli forces in Gaza were beaten and exposed to harsh conditions. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. is calling on Israel to investigate.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel says the U.S. is deeply concerned by the reports of mistreatment of staffers of UNRWA, the agency that aids Palestinians. The comments came as Jordan's foreign minister, Ayman al-Safadi, urged the Security Council to save the U.N. agency, which he says has been the target of Israeli criticism for years.
UNRWA is indispensable. It is irreplaceable. Nobody can do the job that UNRWA does in terms of navigating through the catastrophe that the Israeli aggression has forced on Gaza.
Israel says some UNRWA staffers directly took part in the October 7th attack that sparked the latest war. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
It's NPR. The safety of Boeing airplanes were in the spotlight on Capitol Hill today in two separate Senate hearings. NPR's David Shaper reports lawmakers heard from aviation experts and a whistleblower who accuses Boeing of dangerous manufacturing deficiencies.
The whistleblower is longtime Boeing engineer Sam Salapour, who accuses the company of taking shortcuts and putting together the fuselages on 787 and 777 wide-body jets to speed up production. Salapour says the shoddy work could lead to premature fatigue in the plane's outer shell, increasing the risk of the aircraft breaking apart.
Effectively, they are putting out defective airplanes.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal.
One of the lessons here is that shortchanging safety with shortcuts is short-sighted.
No Boeing representatives testified at the hearings, but the company disputes the whistleblower's allegations. For NPR News, I'm David Shaper.
A new report from Microsoft is warning that Russia is targeting the November election. The company says it's uncovered online campaigns to influence the race and spread divisive information about U.S. support for Ukraine. The report also raises concerns about Chinese attempts to diminish faith in democratic systems and warns that artificial intelligence could be used to manipulate voters. Stocks traded lower today on Wall Street. The Dow was down 45 points at the close. The Nasdaq Composite down 181. This is NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs, who believes that plants and gardening are for everyone. With over 25 years of developing, trialing, and testing some of the most recognized flowering shrubs and evergreens on the market, Proven Winners Color Choice makes it easy to transform dull yards into vibrant, colorful landscapes. Ready to spruce up your yard this spring? Proven Winners Color Choice created the Gardening Simplified Landscape Guide to help you get started with tried and true elements of good planting design. Identify the roles you want new plants to play in your outdoor space, like ground covers, climbers, or attracting pollinators. Then browse garden plans and see which layouts and plants can bring your vision to life. Proven Winners Color Choice shrubs are available in the distinctive white containers at garden centers nationwide. Learn more at provenwinnerscolorchoice.com/NPR.